Finishing up Sif with Sif Vav, and then we're going to move on to Simon Reish Mem Vav. Sif Vav. Mafu Einam Yehudim B'Tanuro Shal Yisrael B'Shabbos Al Karcho. If non-Jews baked in a Jew's oven on Shabbos against his will, this was like a commercial oven, B'Nasnu Lo Pas B'Schar HaTanur, and it was against the Jew's will, but he ended up giving him payment for the tanur's use with bread that he baked on Shabbos. Also, le'anos min amenu. The Jew cannot get hanah, cannot benefit at all from that which was baked on Shabbos. He cannot get hanah from the pas that was baked there on Shabbos. He cannot get hanah from the use of the oven on Shabbos. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan chof gimel. Ayim bebach sof simen reishmem gimel shekasav da'ayri dilo afu bo rak b'Shabbos. You check out the Bach, he writes that we're talking here specifically about, this is based on a Mordechai, we're talking specifically here where it was baked specifically on Shabbos. The Alkain, and therefore, Avshebal Karcho Afubo, even though the baking was done against the will of the Jew, in Yikabel Esakikar Notel Schar Shabbos, if he takes the bread, he's getting Schar Shabbos, he's getting revenue from his oven on Shabbos. So the Malacha aspect of the non-Jew working here is not what we're talking about. We're talking here about the Schar Shabbos, the revenue from Shabbos, because we're talking here where the non-Jew specifically baked it only on Shabbos, and the Jew made revenue specifically from Shabbos, and therefore he can't take the bread. But if the non-Jew went ahead and he jacked the oven, he used the oven against the will of the Jew, and he baked on in the oven, both on Friday, Shabbos, and let's say Sunday, Mutter Lekabalehem Schar Shabbos, Kamkein Dav La, he would be able to then go ahead and take the revenue, meaning the pas, as payment. And in this case, there would be revenue from the oven in that he's getting payment for the oven. It's like the payment for the rental. So he would be able to take that payment, Behav La. If it was just for Shabbos, so then he would be getting oven revenue, he would be getting payment for leasing, if you will, even though he didn't lease it, but this is like the guy used his oven and is paying for it. So it would be getting Shabbos profits just for Shabbos if all the non-Jew did was work on Shabbos. But if the non-Jew worked on Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, then he'd be able to take the bread as payment, and it would not be a Schar Shabbos issue because it was B'Havlah, where it was incorporated into the other day's payments. And he says, check out the Beralacha, the Demutar, Afil Laya Afiya Bal Karcho. And therefore, the Beralacha says, and this would be Mutar, in this case, if it was Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, even if the Jew went ahead and told the non-Jew to go ahead and take the oven and do what you want with it, and bake with it, and he ended up baking on Shabbos with it. Da'afta Asa Yisura B'mashahir Shalahem, even though he was over an Isser in that he gave it over to the non-Jew. It's us to do, based on what we saw in Simon Reish Reim Gimel, Al Maris Ayin, right, because it's a Maris Ayin issue, if he gave it over, and people might think that he hired these non-Jews to work for him. So it's a Maris Ayin issue, so the Usher, Chodai Mele'el, like we said earlier in Simon Reish Reim Gimel, Mikomakom B'di'evet, Ein L'Asher Schar, but B'di'evet, the Schar, for the lease, won't be a problem if it was done to Havlah. Does Da'iser Bezeh, who rak mishum Maris Ayin, the actual getting the bread, which was based on the malacha of the non-Jew as the payment, even though it came from the malacha, this payment, because it's the bread that was baked on Shabbos, that baking on Shabbos was only a Maris Ayin issue, and a Maris Ayin issue, we said, B'di'eved, you can keep that which was done by the non-Jew, and you'd be able to take the bread, that when the Isser of the non-Jew working for the Jew is only based on Maris Ayin, B'di'eved, you can take that which was produced from the Malacha, as opposed to, of course, our Shabbos. If the work was only done on Shabbos, then even if it was done against the will of the Jew would not be able to benefit because and take the bread, because that is payment, and that would be, therefore, revenue from his oven, specifically on Shabbos, which is the Isser of Schar Shabbos. Sif katan chaf dalin, v'nasnu lo pas, and the non-Jew gave bread to the Jew. Lav davka, Do I didn't let alone most? Since we're talking about the Isser of Schar Shabbos, we're not talking about the Isser of Amir La'akum, or even the Maris Ayin of Amir La'akum. Who I did him Nasalomo. So therefore, the issue here is the revenue that you get for, that the Jew gets for the usage of his property, of his oven. So even stamp payment, he's not allowed to be Mekabah, Lola Kabah Mehem. He can't go ahead and take for the use of his oven, even if it was against his will, because it would be Schar Shabbos. Vuv Da'ya Bepas, the case happened to have been with bread, and that's why it's discussing bread. Again, if we're going with the box assumption, the whole Isser here, specifically on Shabbos, and it's an Isser of Schar Shabbos, pas is irrelevant. It could be the same thing if it was bread, if it was money that was being used as payment for the specific use of the oven on Shabbos. It would still be an Isser of Schar Shabbos. We now begin Simon Reish Mem Vav, Dinei Hashalah V'Haskarah L'Ein Yehudi B'Shabbos, the laws of lending or renting to a non-Jew on Shabbos. And a little bit of an introduction is in order over here before we move on. And that is as follows. That there is a well-known machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai whether or not there is a halacha of shvisas kelim on Shabbos. We know that there's a halacha. We know that there's a halacha that one is not allowed to go ahead and have his behemos, have his animals working on Shabbos, even if he himself is not doing the malacha. His animals cannot do malacha. Your animals cannot do malacha on Shabbos. It's a fair pasuk in the Torah. We'll see that coming up soon later on. The halachas of shvisas behemto. There's a shaila as well between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai whether shvisas kelim is also an obligation. Beis Shammai says that one is required to go ahead and rest one's kelim, one's utensils, from doing any malacha on Shabbos. That's what's called the halacha of shvisas kelim. Your kelim should be at rest from malacha. As opposed to Beis Hillel says there's no iser. We're not commanded to have shvisas kelim. There's no iser if your utensils, your kelim, do malacha on Shabbos. That's one halacha. There's another important halacha that needs to be pointed out here before we begin, and that is that, as we said earlier, there is no problem, and we're going to see this later on as well, there is no problem giving an item to a non-Jew right before Shabbos if he's a kavlon and he doesn't have to go ahead and do the work on Shabbos. He doesn't have to go ahead and do the work on Shabbos. If he can do the work on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, so you can give it to him even right before Shabbos if he's working for himself. That's the second important halacha that we have to keep in mind as we move into this sugya. And then finally, there is a brisa that says as follows. The brisa in Sechah Shabbos says, Lo yaskir kelav le'ena Yehudi be'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to go ahead and rent out your utensils to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos. Uberevi v'chamishi mutter. But you're allowed to rent out your kelim, your utensils, to a non-Jew on Wednesday and Thursday. Now, the issue is, what exactly is the basis for this Isser? And this is the subject of a Machlokas Rishonim, which also plays out here in the Shulchan Aruch as well, two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's going to be spelled out beautifully as well in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's see. Sif Aleph. Mutar l'hashu l'haskir kelav l'ena Yehudi. A person is allowed to go ahead and lend or rent his kelim, his utensils, to a non-Jew, the afal pishu hus osa b'hem melacha b'shabbos, and he could even go ahead and do this if they're kelim that are going to be used for melacha on Shabbos, mipnei she'ein anu mitzuvim al shvisas kelim. So according to this opinion, there is no problem. A person can go ahead and give out his kelim or rent his kelim to a non-Jew, even if they are kelim that are for melacha on Shabbos. Why? Because we have no halacha that our utensils cannot be involved in malacha, our kelim cannot be involved in malacha on Shabbos. We're not doing malacha, the guy is doing malacha. So it's no problem. The Yesh Omrim, however, there are those that say, the kelim sha'osim vahem malacha, the kelim that are used specifically for malacha, kigon macharesha, like, for example, a plow that does plowing, and things like it, the chayote ba, asur lahaskir la'ena Yehudi be'erev Shabbos. This cannot be loaned out to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos, for use on Shabbos, obviously. Uvayom ha'chamishi mutar lahaskir lo. But he could rent these items to a non-Jew on Thursday. Uvilvad, however, shalo yoyitel schar Shabbos elabavla. But if he's renting it out in this permissible way on Thursday or Wednesday, it has to be rented not specifically for Shabbos, it has to be incorporated into a rental for other days, let's say Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, or it could go to Yaskel or the Chodesh or the Shavua, or it has to be rented out these kelim for a month or for a week. But to lend it out, that is going to be permissible even on Erev Shabbos. The second opinion holds that when it comes to renting, when it comes to renting, it is going to be a problem on Erev Shabbos. But when it comes to the mashil, lending things out, lending your kelim out, even if they are kelim that are specifically utilized for malacha, that could be done even on Friday. Haga, Ramba, v'chein iker kisvara ha'achrona. The yesh oimrim, and this means that it's going to be usur on Friday to rent out these kelim that are specifically used for malacha on Shabbos. Although it would be mutter to go ahead and rent it out on Thursday and Wednesday, as long as it's done b'havlah, and on Erev Shabbos, one can lend b'mashil his kelim, even if they are kelim that are for malacha on Shabbos. So let's now see the Mishnah Brura, who spells out what the basis for these two opinions are, the first opinion and the Yesh Omrim. Mukil Hashil, Sif Katan Aleph. The first opinion says it's totally okay to go ahead and loan and even rent your kelim, even if it's kelim for malacha, even on Erev Shabbos. Who das harif haRambam? That's the opinion of the Riff and the Rambam. Usfir lehu. That first opinion holds. The other Tanya, the Riff and the Rambam, when the Brisa that we gave in the introduction, we said it was a Brisa that said lo yaskir kelim lein Yehudi b'Erev Shabbos u'revi v'chamishi mutter. That Brisa that said straight out, you're not going to rent your kelim to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos and on Wednesday and Thursday it's mutter. Hu mitam shvisas kelim da'aser. The Riff and the Rambam held that Brisa was specifically according to the opinion that shvisas kelim is aser. You're not allowed to go ahead and have your kelim do malacha on Shabbos. The asik of Beis Shammai, and that brisa is specifically going with the opinion of Beis Shammai, who we don't hold like. What does Beis Shammai hold? The sphere of who? Other mitzvah. She says kelim kumal. She says behemto. Beis Shammai holds that a person is commanded to have his kelim not do malacha on Shabbos, the same way he can't have his behemos do malacha on Shabbos. Aval Beis Hillel, but we know that Beis Hillel, Svir Luhu, Beis Hillel holds, and this is how we paskin, that Shvisas Kalim ain't other Mutsuvalov. A person is not commanded, a Jew is not commanded, that his Kalim rest and refrain from Malacha on Shabbos. You might not be allowed to do Malacha, but your Kalim can do Malacha. Your Behema might not be allowed to do Malacha, but your Kalim can do Malacha. Umemelim, therefore, according to the Riff and the Rambam, Memelim Mutil Lahashir Lahaskir, therefore, they hold that you can, the Riff and the Rambam hold that this whole Brisa, since it's only in Bekoin de Beis Shammai, according to the way we hold, you'd be allowed to go ahead and lend out and rent out your kelim even on Friday. Vafilu kelim shosim b'malacha, and even kelim that do malacha. Umikom makom. Still, he says, gam heim sfir lehu, dechol ha-kelim ein hetel laskir rak b'avlah. Still, they hold that if you're renting out your kelim, even if it's not kelim that are specific for malacha, if you're renting out your kelim, your utensils, it's only mutter to rent it, gavla, because you're not allowed to make revenue from your kelim, from your items, from your merchandise. You can't have revenue accruing on Shabbos based on the Isser Schar Shabbos. Nothing to do with Shvisas Kelim, nothing to do with Amir La'akum, but you have to worry about Schar Shabbos if you rent it out, even according to this opinion, you rent it out your kli specifically for Shabbos. Aval lo al Shabbos l'chud. You can't go ahead and rent it out your kelim by itself. Even if you're renting it out in the beginning of the week, and even if it's not specifically kelim for malacha, you cannot make revenue specifically from your merchandise on Shabbos alone. That's Schar Shabbos. Like we're going to see coming up in the Yesh Omrim. On this point, no one is mekel. Everyone agrees to this point. So in other words, the first opinion agrees with the Yesh Omrim that you would not be allowed to go ahead and rent kelim any day specifically for Shabbos unless it was done b'havlah. What do the Yesh Omrim hold? Where are they cholik? They have a totally different reading of the Brisa. Who are the Yesh Omrim? Who does have Rabbi Yonah? It's the opinion of Rabbi Yonah. Tahach Brisa, this Brisa, lo asru abishum shvisas kelim. This Brisa that says, now that I go ahead and rent out your kelim on Erev Shabbos, it's not referring to the issue of Shvisas Kalim, that you have to avoid your Kalim doing Malacha. Because that would only be according to Beis Shammai. We don't hold like that. No, that price is going according to everyone, even Beis Hillel. It has nothing to do with Jesus' Kalim. Vatam, what's the reason why you're not allowed to go ahead and rent out your Kalim on Erev Shabbos? Because most of Erev Shabbos, the Kalim, when you give over your Kalim on Erev Shabbos, Shosim Malacha. Kalim that are for Malacha, right? Shosim Malacha Behen, by the Yehudi Yasa Behen, and the Ani Yehudi, the non-Jew, takes these Kalim that he rented from you on Erev Shabbos and uses them right away on Shabbos. Nirekimo Shosim Malacha Beshlichu Social Yisrael. It appears as if he is doing Malacha for the Jew, as a shliach for the Jew, and the zeh aser, therefore it's going to be aser, because of the appearance of amira la'akum, the appearance of the Jew doing, had the non-Jew doing malacha for the Jew. The amir lady Yehudi shvus, because you know that amira la'akum is a shvus, is an iser, the rabbanon, the apal gav did a see relation base of base. And even though, as we said in our introduction, and we're going to see later on, relation in base, that he said, the sharlitate oros la'abdu anil chasheicha, you're allowed to go ahead and give your skins over to a tanner im chasheicha, already, even when it's close to nightfall, before Shkia, obviously, to a non-Jew, to go ahead and tan your leather, make shoes out of your leather. That's okay. To any Yehudi, because that's a case of a kablonus, and the any Yehudi, a daita the nafsheka of it, the non-Jew is working for himself, came under kafet lo davim, since he was given a specific amount for the job of making the shoes or tanning the leather, and therefore that should be okay here as well, because what's the problem? You're leasing out your kalim, and the Jews, and the non-Jew is taking it, and he's doing malacha with it whenever he wants. Why can't he go ahead and do malacha with it on Shabbos? He's not getting it specifically for Shabbos. It's not a rental specifically for Shabbos. So he says, no, it's a difference. Shiny hasam she'ein revach liyisrael amash she'ein yehudi yosef b'Shabbos. The reason why there's no issue there, and there's no even concern for Maris Ayin giving it on Friday to the non-Jew, the Kablonis, right before Shabbos, because the Jew doesn't have any benefit at all, any profit at all, from the fact that in Yehudi Yosef Shabbos, the non-Jew is doing the malacha on Shabbos. Aval b'schiris kelim, it's a little more subtle. Yadua, we know, Yadua hu she'im yasneim ha'in Yehudi, what it would be if the Jew said to the non-Jew, when he's renting out his kelim to this non-Jew, these kelim that are for malacha, like a plow or whatever, he said to the non-Jew, she'yish both ba'al kelim b'Shabbos, you shouldn't use the plow on Shabbos. So, lo yitein lo schiris kol kach. The non-Jew, if he wasn't allowed to use these kalim on Shabbos, only the other 6 days of the week, he would not pay him as much for the plow, or for these kalim that are kalim for malacha. Hilkach, therefore, kalim she yesh revach liyisrael mashah kalim niskarim. Since there is profit for the Yisrael, in that the kalim are niskarim, that are rented to a non-Jew, etlein yudhi b'stam, and istam rental, without specifying anything, and also ben malacha b'Shabbos, and they go ahead, and non-Jew, and they work on Shabbos as well. Mechse kishlucho shel Yisrael is that. So then, it will be a mechse, an appearance, as if, when you go ahead and the non-Jew goes ahead and he gives over these kalim that are for malacha, like a plow, he appears, the non-Jew, when he goes ahead and works with those kalim right away on Shabbos, after renting it out on Friday, that he's a shliach for the Yisrael. Masha'ein kein kishemosin lo reviva chamishi, as opposed to if the Jew gave over in a rental to the non-Jew the plow, for example, on Wednesday and Thursday, it would be mutter, it would be okay. Lo mechazek kulei hai kishlucho, because in that case it doesn't look so much like he is yishliach to do malacha on Shabbos, because he rented it out to him on Wednesday and Friday. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, shum the sugya. So now the Mishnah Berurah goes on and explains the Yesh Omrim. So the Yesh Omrim had said that the kalim, such as a plow, that is used for malacha, cannot be rented out to the non-Jew on Friday, but can be rented out to him on Wednesday and Thursday. Kigon rechayim v'chayotei ba. He says, besides the plow, what's another example? Kigon rechayim v'kol klei umenos, such as any type of mill or other tools that are for malacha, trade tools. Vayim v'pri megadim. He says, check out the pri megadim. Do I think kalim she'ein osin ba'atzman malacha? And pri megadim says, and he adds, that this includes even kalim that did not actually do the malacha itself, such as plows and mills, right? Even kigon gigis shashechar naseh ba okedera shemavashlim ba v'chol kai gavna. But even if these kalim are just facilitators of the execution of malacha, such as a tub that they used to use for the brewing of the beer, or the pot that's used for cooking, and other such things. Since the non-Jew is, after all, using these kalim for his malacha, it appears as though he's doing so at the Jew's request, and therefore he's doing malacha as a shliach for the Jew. The lo bar of Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rabbeinu Yonah only came lemuuti ela keshemaskiyolo chaluk v'talis. When he says Rabbeinu Yonah that it's kalim she'oisin b'hem malacha, doesn't mean that they are the actual ones that are doing the malacha. But so what is it excluding? If it's not excluding a pot, which is not actually doing the malacha, just being used for the malacha, but rather all he's excluding in that you could go ahead and you could rent out lo chaluk v'talis. You could rent them out robes, garments, or any other ukagavna or other types of items like it. Eza kli she'ein omeid lasos b'malacha. Any type of kli that's not for malacha, the mutter lahaskilo, you would be able to rent it out. Afilu be'erev Shabbos. You'd be able to rent it out even on Erev Shabbos. Sif katan gimel, dehavla. So the Shulchan Aruch had said, in this Yesh Oimim, the Rabbi Yoina, that when we're talking about renting, even kalim that are not for malacha, it has to be done be'havla. It has to be done, again, we're talking about where it's mutter. If it's being done on Revi and Chamishi, and you're renting out these kalim, and it can be even kalim for malacha on Revi and Chamishi, that can only be done be'havla. Aval, the Mishnah Berurah, litol schar Shabbos l'chud. But to go ahead, let's say on Wednesday and Thursday, and rent it out specifically for Shabbos, then not only would you not be allowed to be doing this with a kli that is designated for malacha, afilu b'kli she'ein osin bo malacha, even a kli that is not for malacha, o shemaskilo cheder ladorba, or if you're renting out just a room to live in your house, also l'kulei alma any day of the week, Kamoshi is bar, like how you'll see coming up in Simin Shinvav, Sif Dalin, that would be Schar Shabbos. For Schar Shabbos, and any time you get revenue from your property, your merchandise, your item, there is an Isser of Schar Shabbos. It's not only when you do work, you can't get waiter jobs, you can't get the Schar of Shabbos, but any profit that comes from your merchandise or your property is an Isser of Schar Shabbos, unless it is rented out, they have law. So again, on Wednesday and Thursday, you'd be allowed to go ahead and rent out even even kalim for malacha, because there's no iser that it's mechsi, there's no iser that it looks like amir la'akim, only on Friday you have such an iser, but on Wednesday and Thursday when you're doing this rental for Shabbos, it has to be behavla. Siftat and dalid, and the Shulchan Aruch then said, ulahashilo, to go ahead and lend it out, that's going to be mutter afilu be'erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos, look at the Mishnah Brura. So according to Rabbi Yonah, you could even rent out, you could even loan, you could lend out your item on Erev Shabbos. The Kevan She'ein Revach LiYisrael B'Melechas A'ein Yehudi Lo Yomru Shlucho Hu Lazeh. Since there is no benefit at all to the Jew in the fact that the non-Jew is doing malacha with his kalim, so no one's going to say that he's a shliach, because he's not getting any money, he's not getting anything for the work being done on Shabbos with the plow. He could even give it to him and loan it to him for Shabbos alone. Even Kalim that the non-Jew is doing malacha with it. And the Rama had said, back to the Rama. Finally, the Rama says, so now the Rama, after saying all of this, says, even so, even though we hold like Rabbeinu Yonah, you can, and we hold like the Siyesh Omrim, but you're not allowed to go ahead and rent something out on Erev Shabbos, you could go ahead and lend to a non-Jew on Friday, even on condition that a non-Jew lend him something else in return, which in effect is like a schiris, because he's paying him back. But since it doesn't look like a schiris, because he's paying him back with lending him out something else, so we don't view that arrangement, the equivalent of a rental with respect to this issue of Marisayim, but it doesn't look like he's being a shliach to do the malacha for the Jew when the rental is done in this fashion where the payment is borrowing something in return. That's what he says. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan, hey, lo amin hainu. Sha'af al pisha'inu mashilo chinam, even though it's not really being lent for free. Ki in bischar shi'ashilin ochakaf. It's really like a schirus that the non-Jew is going to loan him back something in return. Mikol makom still, kevan lo havi kederach schirus mamash lomar. Since it's not a pure schirus type of format, which looks like the Jew is getting paid for the giving over of the kli on Erev Shabbos,
not one. It's rather, it doesn't look like etein lechikach kedesha tashileni kli shelcha. It's not formulated as a schiras where you say, give it to me in order that I borrow your kli, it's going to be okay. In other words, as long as it's done in a way that it's not formulated as a formal schiras, because even the payment of borrowing something else could be formulated as a schiras, and that would be a problem as well.